Welcome to another episode of Living an Altered Life. My name is Mike, and this week we have a gentleman on that I met in an early morning ride on the way to Devil Dog Ultras with the awesome Matt Fish last December. So let's welcome in Mr. Andy Payne. Andy, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you? Thanks for having me.
You got it, man. You ready to go for a run?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right, man. Well, let's start with the basic stuff first. Tell us a little bit about who Andy is, your family, what you do for a living when you're not out rocking ultra marathons, and then we'll go from there.
Absolutely. So yeah, like you said, my name's Andy Payne, Virginia Beach native here, 39 years old, married 15 years, got two little girls. That's my current status. We open up a children's gym, so I'm the founder and owner of VB Kid Fit right here in Virginia Beach, Kempsville section of the city. So we opened the business with a mission of establishing a healthy functional fitness foundation for our youth, especially the early youth, starting at that, you know, age three, going up into the preteens there, so they can have a good foundation for the rest of their life.
Awesome. Yes, and today, sir, June 4th, is your second anniversary, right? Or second
Absolutely.
Birthday?
Yes, sir. So this is a second year in operation there, mission in full stride. We're seeing it come to life. We hit that avenue and several aspects from, you know, camps to birthday parties, classes, or just, you know, free play type stuff inside.
Is summer like a really busy time for you?
Yes. So we run a summer camp, summer fitness camp from 8:30 to 2:30. We take in 15 kids, aspiring athletes, you know, starting in those early ages. And we keep them occupied all day. We don't do any screen time with them. So it wears out the coaches just as much as the kids. And then, of course, we're happening with the birthday parties constantly. So that's
even
huge for us in the weekends.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And you do a little bit of running here and there, right?
Yeah. So funny story, kind of the founding of the gym and ultra running all kind of came together at the same time. Ultra running kind of led me to opening up the children's gym. So the idea kind of popped. Actually, the first attempt of Devil Dog 100 helped me bring this idea to life. So
no way. That's a great story. So tell us about that, because I know your first foray into Devil Dog didn't quite go the way you wanted to. But yeah, so something that some people take as negative actually turned into a positive. So tell us the story about that.
Yeah, so jumping into ultra running, I've always been an avid functional fitness athlete, you know, former firefighter, so it's always been a part of my life, heavy construction jobs, which required that. But I work out with a cool group down at the oceanfront, Kaizen Athletics. I was in the fire department with the owner's husband, so that's how that came to light. But it started off as a silly bet. I hadn't even ran a marathon before, and I was like, guys, let's do this 100-mile race. They give you 32 hours. You can walk the thing. And man, was I sorely mistaken on that concept. So no one really wanted to join me. So I was like, well, let's do it. I signed up for it December of 2021 for the first attempt. Complete novice, showed up in cotton clothing with an old school Walmart camelback, no hydration vest of any modern technology, and just went for it until I couldn't go anymore. So I made it to
that
mile
is
70.
Awesome.
Yeah, mile 70, I was about 22 and a half hours in, and, you know, life was a huge reckoning at that point, so.
Yeah, and was that, so 2021, was that a cold year?
So, yeah, it was a little bit of, it was a little bit warmer in the day than typical, but it got very cold at night once that sun went down. It wasn't the icier. They had the icier, I believe, that's famous for that race
a
couple years prior, where people were, like, crawling up the hills because it was so
right.
slippery. Yeah, this year, that particular year, other than the temperatures, you know, the terrain was pretty dry and everything. Again, I was just a complete ignorant person on that first attempt, but it was
well,
a super cool experience.
You didn't exactly pick an easy one. I mean, Devil Dog Ultra, people think, oh, it's up in the D.C. area. It's got to be like buttery trails and stuff. No, no.
Yeah, for someone who's for a native to VB, and the only hill we have is Mount Trashmore. Yeah, it was definitely a huge eye-opening experience, because I thought of myself as being pretty quick, you know, because the trails here, first landing, if that's what
right.
You want to call them, is trails. But then I had never even ran up there. So when I got out there, I just went full bore the opening gate, and then realized real quick I was in for a whole new experience. But super humbling, you know, when you think you're something in the fitness world, and then you 55-year-old ladies are blowing by you on the trails asking you if you're okay. You start questioning yourself and realize you got a lot of work to do, both mentally and physically.
Okay, so during this very challenging entrance into the ultra world, this idea for VB KidFit came in. How does that work? I mean,
So I had owned a construction business recently sold, and I was kind of bored with the sales job I was doing with a buddy. Just wasn't real rewarding on the back end as far as satisfaction went. So we were going to do an adult gym for a while and just wanted to do something in a retail space. And while I was running the Devil Dog, I had this revelation that I was like, I'm breaking myself so bad on these things. Who's going to carry me around when I get old and can't walk anymore? And then I started thinking with my two little girls and seeing their peers and stuff, I was like, realistically, we're not pushing these children hard enough to be tough enough when they get older. So at that point, I was like, we got to do a children's gym. It was kind of a weird thought. It's almost hard to explain if that makes sense. But I was like, holy cow, we got to make these kids tough so they can carry me around when I get older, you know?
That's awesome. That is
So
amazing.
It was, and I had never had any thoughts about that, but like I said, I got two little girls, and that was another thing that drove me to want to do ultras too. I just want to appear to be the baddest dude I can be in front of them two young ladies so that they have something to model after when they grow old and are, you know, looking for a husband or anything like that, right?
That is awesome. And how old are your girls now?
So my oldest is 7 and the youngest is 3, both recently just had birthdays, so
That's awesome.
fresh
Cool.
into those years.
Okay, so now is Dasha an athlete also?
She loves getting out in fitness. She's a career CPA,
Okay.
so she's very busy, especially during tax season. But yeah, she's definitely an avid fitness adventurer. I haven't convinced her to do the ultras yet, maybe when the kids get a little older. But as
Okay.
you know, Mike, the women crush ultras. It's
Yeah, they do.
insane. I attribute childbirth to a lot of
Yeah.
that. I feel
Yeah,
it's just
they handle
amazing.
pain a lot better than we do.
It's amazing to see the ladies crush it. It's so cool. So she's career, but she works out, you know, multiple times a week though, in that functional fitness realm.
So your first big one was kind of Devil Dog, didn't quite go the way you wanted to. So what was your next? Okay, let's do this thing again. And what was your next one after that?
So it was quite a healing experience. I had a severe amount of edema from my knees down on my legs. I always make the joke, I looked like I was pregnant. I was pretty swollen for a while. The body is in shock, but I jumped into the Bull Run 50 miler that April, and I had done a couple little small like 8 hour runs leading up to that just to get it. And then I finished the Bull Run in 12 hours and 40 minutes. So just below the cutoff. I think the cutoff of that race is 13 hours.
And that's a tough
And
one.
that was pretty cool. I enjoyed it. I want to do it again. But I just the feeling when I came across that finish line and saw 50 miles on my watch was just it was nuts. Like
That's awesome.
from there, I'm addicted. I'm like, all right, it's only up from here, you know. And I remember I was all by myself because of course we got the young girls, my wife's working. So I ran that race solo. No one was up there with me. And I got done. I was just like, holy cow, this is so cool.
That is awesome. And now you've done a couple more since then, as well as a return to Devil Dog in December of 22, right?
Correct. Yeah, I went back because my main goal was to go back and get that 100 miles. I just wanted to see that happen. Of course, I had that very, at that time, unrealistic, optimistic goal of trying to do a 24-hour 100 miler. Very tough, but I did go back. So during that year, I did the Bull Run. I did a couple 50Ks and then Athletic Equation. Alex
Oh,
Papadopoulos,
cool.
awesome guy. Yeah, I did a couple of his adventure trail races up in Prince William because that's all ran on Devil Dog territory as well. A couple of those, and then came back and I got the finish for Devil Dog 100 in 2022. And that was, again, just below the cutoff of 32 hours. I was 31 hours and 3 minutes. But saw some amazing athletes out there. It was so cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Fish paced you in that one, right?
Yeah, Fish was huge for that for me. He came out and I actually got introduced to him through a run club here locally, even though he was living up north. But yeah, he came in. We were complete strangers. So that guy's awesome. He came in and paced me for 26 miles.
That's awesome. Wow.
He was a big driving factor for me getting across because towards the end there, you know, you're just kind of being up for that long. You're just a little weebly wobbly.
Yes,
So
you are.
kept
Yeah.
me on trail.
That's awesome. That is incredible. So, which run club introduced you and Matt to each other?
I want to say it was Spark.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Spark out
Yeah.
here in Chesapeake. Point Two Running is big with them. They've
Yep.
actually been awesome too. They've sponsored our fundraising event. So Point Two Running's a huge supporter of this community too. Awesome people.
Yep. That is awesome. Cool. So then, did you do the IC8 yet? Has it?
I've done the IC8 2 years in a row these past 2 years. Yeah, awesome event. That first year was very cold. That would have been right after Double Dog, I believe. So yeah, that was super cold, and I learned that fingers will take you out of a race quick.
Yeah, they will.
You think everything else is good, but and the water bottles were freezing up that year, so I didn't know the
Yep.
trick of having the hand warmers on them.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's so cool how it's just a learning process. No matter what distances you've completed, the smaller ones will wipe you out just as quick. So.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going for my 60th ultra finish here in about a week and a half. And I
Wow,
always tell people
congratulations.
I still learn something new every race. So with your ultra running, I mean, where do you see it going? Like what are some races that are kind of on your spotlight?
So Devil Dog is going to be an annual thing for me. I'm gonna
Okay.
oh, like last year I did the 100K there because I wanted to try that past December, and then this year I'm going to go for the 100 miler again, try to beat the time.
Awesome.
There's some personal reasons why Devil Dog's pretty important. As you know, some crazy things happen on the trails when you're by yourself for that many hours. So that race will probably be, as long as I can move my legs, I'm pretty sure I'll always be at that race.
That is awesome.
Falls at a pretty cool time of the year for us. So yeah, it's an awesome experience. But you have me motivated for the Swami 200, man. So
Good, good. Well, you know, Fish is jumping in 2025.
Yeah, it's been in the corner of my eye. I don't know 2025, but who knows? It's definitely on my radar though.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a long ways to go before I want to jump into that though.
Not quite Devil Dog, man, because those aid stations, I paced Fish this last year during the 100K
Yes.
for the last loop, 20-ish, 20 plus miles, whatever that thing ends up being. And man, those aid stations, they especially in the pouring down rain this last year, it was like I think they all left and went home because
Yeah,
I don't see them coming up anytime soon. It
it
was
was
funny.
yeah, it was wild. You're always looking for those water coolers because then you're halfway to the aid station. You're like, all right, look at
Exactly.
the water cooler. Where is that? And at nighttime, you think you see it, but it's all those reflective tags in your
Exactly.
retina. And you're like,
Exactly.
oh, is that the aid station? No, it's just a tag. Hot
Exactly.
delete. Keep trucking. But like you said, it rained for the first 6 hours this past year,
Yeah.
and big shout out, I don't know her personally, but Tara Dower from VB, man,
Yes.
she crushed that race in 20 hours.
Yeah.
I have no idea how she did that. That's
She's
great.
amazing. Yeah, when you meet Tara, you'll realize this gal, she's itty bitty, but man, she has got more grit than anybody I know. And I don't know if you saw, she went down to Umstead and crushed Umstead in 15 hours.
That's insane. Yeah, that's and
Yeah.
for living here, and being able to do that, because it's not like we have great resources for that type of terrain to train on.
Exactly.
So yeah,
Exactly.
and
Well,
that was
her.
my mistake. That was Devil Dog when I did the Devil Dog 100 miler. That's when she crushed it in 20
Yeah.
hours.
Yeah. And
Yeah,
she
it
was, you know,
was
what was cool was last year she was up there just volunteering.
amazing.
She was helping Carl Melter,
Yes.
kind of crewing him, but she would encourage. She's just an amazing human being. So yeah, I love Tara. She's awesome.
It's funny when that's where the humbling part comes in, when Carl Metzler comes in and you're running 100K and he laps you on when he's doing the 100 miler. You're
Yeah.
just like,
And he says, yeah, I'm not doing so well, you're like, okay, yeah, sure, okay. You're not doing so well. You went ahead and
19
passed,
hours.
19 hours past the guy. There were two guys that were in front of him, and the last loop he just like crushed him. I mean,
And what? He's in his upper 50s, isn't
yeah, he's 50, I want to say 58,
Yeah.
57 or 58. So yeah, so he's not a youngster, but he's out there just crushing races like crazy. Amazing.
Again, it's crazy how, some of the older guys just do crush the sport. It's almost it, you don't see a lot of 20-year-olds out there doing sub 20-hour 100-milers. Most of them are over 40.
Right. Yeah. So Devil Dog's always going to be kind of on your spotlight. Is there any other races that you'd really like to do?
Of course, with the kids, anything in driving distance is ideal, right? I really would like to do, I want to do a point to point. A
Okay.
point to point 100 miler would be cool, or even if I could get in 100K. We were trying to, Alex from Athletic Equation just did his first West Virginia Trail Series,
Okay.
which was we were trying to get out there, just you know how it goes. Sometimes couldn't get the
Yep.
time to make it. Was over Mother's Day weekend and everything. So, and we had a big Memorial Day fundraiser with the burpee challenge. So,
Yeah, so I saw that. So what was this burpee challenge?
it's something we came up with a few years ago, but we kind of put it into a larger limelight when we opened the gym. It's called Hit the Deck, and we
Okay.
do it on Memorial Day for One More Wave Foundation. So they're big into therapy through surf, get custom surf equipment made, organize events and adaptive athletic events, things like that. And I'm big into the water and everything, so it kind of hits, home with all that stuff. So what we do is, we've done Murph for several years and everything. So I was like, well, let's do something called Hit the Deck. The troops are hitting the deck for us overseas, so we'll do that in the fashion of weight vested burpees, 20-pound plate carrier, and we do 1,000 burpees. So,
Wow.
and during that time, we have families out, we have live music. Of course, the weather wasn't on our side this year, but the families still had a great time, the ones who made it out. So,
That's amazing.
yeah, it's
A
super fun.
thousand burpees with a 20-pound weight vest.
Yeah, so you can either do a team of four, relay it, a team of two, individual. Of course, I'll do the individual because that's that ultra mindset,
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, this year it rained a little bit and then got really humid. So it was an interesting, the air got a little heavy to move with the vest on. But
I'll bet.
it was a
So, like,
2 hour
how
meet.
many burpees can you do without having to take a pause?
So with that, just like an ultra, it was pacing. You're cranking the first couple hundred, you're able to get set to 20 in with like a little 15-second break between.
Okay.
And then it starts slowing down. Like from the 700 to 900 mark was five at a time, with like a 10-second break between the fives and then taking a knee every 10.
Wow.
So yeah, you just, again, it's just like a 100 miler. I mean, it's a much shorter time. It was 2 hours and 18 minutes,
Yep.
but it's you can't look at the grand picture. It's just taking one at a time or five at a time. If you're at 600 and you realize you got 400 left, you're going to have a heart attack,
Mind crushing. Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, it's the same as, finishing that third loop at Devil Dog and realizing you got to go back out one more time.
100%. Yeah, it's the same thing. And Devil Dog's funny because at the start finish there's warm showers, everyone's trucks are there. You're like,
Yeah.
well, am I gonna go back out there? Am I gonna go left or right? Because left is a hot shower and some food and a chair.
Yeah,
So
right is back out into the elements. And yeah,
yeah. It,
when Fish finished this last year, that last loop he did, I think it started raining. It had to have been like right after we left the start finish, and it rained the entire way to
Loop.
the end. It was so much. There's
And
lots of fish stories. So.
again, to the guys and gals that rocked that race out, like, I mean, the last 6.5 miles of that race is pretty, it's, in my opinion, is technical terrain. You got some
Very.
rocks along the riverbank.
Yep.
There's a good mile, 2 mile stretch. If you're running that, you're doing something good because
Yeah. Well,
it's
that.
it's like running ninja steps all the way across.
Yeah. Well, that section that's like 3 miles from the bridge,
Yes.
that's like a 2.5 miles. I mean,
Yeah.
that is just flat out bouldering. You're bouldering up and then you're bouldering down. I mean, it
Yeah.
is.
And then
Yeah.
someone will come run by you at a 9-minute pace, and you're like,
Yeah. And
how
you're
are
like,
you doing that?
yeah, we had somebody run by us, and I was like, I think it was one of the 100 milers, and I just looked and I was like, that's not even like human. I mean, that I'm sorry,
Not
but
much, not even for a fresh person, much less he's 70 miles in, and
yeah,
he's still hopping around like that. It's just wild. And that's why I want to keep doing it, because it's like, if these guys are 20 years older than me, if 10, 15, 20 years older than me now, and they're that much better, then obviously we can still advance through that senior part of life.
Definitely. Okay, so let's jump into VB Kid Fit. I love this concept. I kind of looked at it and everything, and I'm like, this is totally cool. So, what can parents expect? And we're going to give you some time to put out every way to find out more about VB Kid Fit and everything. But what can parents expect when they send a kid to VB Kid Fit?
Well, always the best way to try us out is just to come in for open gym. Open gym is kind of like our indoor playground concept.
Okay.
We run that most weekdays during the winter, a lot more hours, but summertime we run the camp and then open gym. That's the best way to come in. Parents get to come in, they pay a drop-in fee of $15. We have an ever-changing, very dynamic floor. So you come in on a Monday, come back on a Wednesday, the whole place is going to look different.
Wow.
And the parents are going to be able to sit. So unlike a giant warehouse style trampoline park or climbing gym where you might have to chase your kid around all these different places, you're going to be able to sit down, talk to your spouse or whoever you're with, friends, and have an eye on your child the whole time with light staff interaction. We're essentially like the lifeguards of the pool, right?
Yep.
And then we're helping the kids with the skill set. So for that age, we're looking at, making sure kids are moving correctly, hip flexors are loose and they're not tight, because we're seeing a lot of that at a very young age.
Really?
It's
That's
wild.
crazy.
It's wild. The craziest thing is find that 5 to 6 year old range and ask them to give you a squat, and you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about. Why is this happening? We can say, hey, very sedentary. We're sitting down all day. We're
Yeah.
on screen. So what are our hip flexors, right? They want to be going away from us. They're naturally tight to begin with. So if we're not opening those up and we're sitting, they're going to get stuck like that. And so the parents are going to see us really focusing on the kids staying off screens and just moving through the entire day. So like I said, the open gym is the best way to get that first experience. The kids
Okay,
become
and what
familiar
are
with it.
the hours and days of Open Gym?
So the hours of open gym for the summertime starting June 17th will be Monday through Friday. Monday will be 2:30 to 6. Tuesdays will be 2:30 to 5 because we run some evening classes. And then Wednesday through Friday, we stay from 2:30 to 8 p.m. And then you have the Sunday mornings, we always do a 9 to 12.
Okay, what's the cost for Open Gym?
Open gym, if you want to drop in, it's $15 per child. But we also offer a punch card option, which saves you $25 over 10 visits, and they do not expire. Or you can do a recurring membership with no commitment. It's $80 a month, includes two children. If you have three children, it's $110 a month. Four children is $140 a month. And that
Awesome.
gives you unlimited visits during open gym hours.
Cool. All right. And then we've talked a little bit about summer camp. So tell us about summer camp because that's starting June 17th. Is that correct?
June 17th. Yeah. So we operate off the Virginia Beach public school systems. Our fitness camp will run Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 2:30. One unique thing that we offer that a lot of places don't is you can do either a day or a week. You don't have to
Okay.
commit. So it's either $60 a day, which works out to be $10 an hour, or you can do $250 if you sign up for the week. Now we only take 15 children though. Big reason for that is because we want every child to get something from the curriculum. We're not just watching your kid for 6 hours. We're engaging them the entire day, and they are going to sleep immediately when they come home.
That's
So
awesome. That
it's
is awesome. In summer camp, what will kids be doing?
So the day is kind of like a 60-40, 60% structured, 40% kind of creative free play. The structure of the day is 10 o'clock snack, noon is lunch. And then we work the day in between those hours. Generally, first thing in the morning, they're just going to run around, shoot some basketball inside the gym, get some warm up. And then once everyone has arrived, because most, they'll get there between 5 and 10 minutes after arrival time, we pull everyone in morning stretching, and we generally go right into a high intensity Metcon. These kids rock out some amazing workouts. Everything's body weight, functional fitness. We do very, very little weight introduction into
Awesome.
that. And then after that, they'll drive them into snack time. They come back out. We generally do some skill work, getting into that gymnastics tumbling realm. Brings them into lunch. They come back out. We do some obstacle courses. And then generally, they'll come up with their own games. We let them, work together as a group. That helps them work through minor conflicts, things like that, right? Just gives them great social skills on top of the fitness as well.
Very cool. Very cool. And then you also, for during the school year, I saw this one was very intrigued by it. You do a homeschool PE.
Homeschool PE, So Hampton Roads is one of the largest homeschool communities in, I believe, the country. I know definitely for sure the East Coast. So there's tons of families looking for avenues to get their kids' energy out and, of course, have them be around other children as well
Right.
during activities. But yeah, we do a homeschool PE program. It's a children's functional fitness mixed with like Ninja Warrior. We're not associated with, any entity. Is that because we're self-branded, but that's the best way to describe the curriculum we run off of. So the
Awesome.
kids did a class. It's a 90-minute class, 60 minutes of instruction, structured workout, 30 minutes of free play.
That's awesome. Wow. That sounds cool.
Yeah, they have a
I
blast.
want to
They
come
do.
do it.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, I mean, all of our adults can, or all of our equipment can support adults. Unfortunately, insurance doesn't let us have adults able to play
Exactly.
during the children's play. So, but it
How
is.
about us adults who think we're little kids?
Yeah, well, it's cool. We do offer corporate team building events. We have had some
Okay.
businesses bring in their employees and kind of get that nostalgia feel, and we'll set up
That's
different little
fun.
things for them to do. It's been a
That's
good
awesome.
time that we've done it. So,
That's cool. And then there's other things like you do the fitness camp. Is fitness camp similar to summer camp?
yeah, same thing, same thing. Yeah, we just call it summer camp as well, so people know it's a summer camp. But yeah, fitness camp, that's the same brand that we run during our spring break, because we do the same thing during spring break, Christmas break, teacher work days when they have those pop-up days and parents still have to go to work, right? We open those camp ups on random days during the year, anytime the school system has let out, even those snow days, where the roads are still kind of navigable for most folks, but the school system doesn't feel safe. If you can bring your child in, we will open up camp on those days.
That
Because
is
a lot of
awesome.
people here work for local businesses. And then when employees can't show up for work, as we know as a local business, it hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts the community. So if we can get a few extra people to work and everything, then we will.
That's awesome. And then the last one for parents, the parents' night out thing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that's a very popular program. We run it every third Saturday. It is from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Parents get a date night, $40. You drop your kid off, we wear them out, feed them pizza, and send them home tired. And
That's
you get a
awesome.
night out. Yeah, and that runs for the 3 hours. Now, all of our programs, even the fitness camp, they're all for five and up. So per
Okay.
Department of Education, we can't take kids younger than five.
Okay.
So yeah, five and up. And we
And
cap out
what's
10.
the oldest, kids can go?
10 years old.
Okay, so 5 to 10 years old. That's
Five to
awesome.
ten, yeah. It really, it's a big hype thing. A lot of our obstacles and equipment would be, accommodating like the 5'2" height and under.
Okay.
Not that we can't adjust things, but we have 14 kids that are the normal height, and then an 11-year-old comes in and they're hitting, 5'8" already.
Yep.
It's a little different, so.
That's awesome. And tell us a little bit about your staff, because you've talked a little bit about your coaches and everything. Tell us a little bit about them. Who are they, and where do they get this awesome energy? Because your coaches have got to be some energetic people.
Oh, they are. It's a challenging aspect to find people that want to be a part of the team to the degree that we are requiring. But we have awesome teammates right now. So Coach Annette, she's our right-hand manager. I mean, she's awesome. She came with some corporate children's gym experience in the past. She came to us not too long after we opened. So she's hitting her 2-year anniversary. Congrats,
Awesome.
Annette. She has actually been able to bring so much resources to us to help us grow the business. It's been amazing. Just with her past experience and that, she's very involved with her church youth group. So she loves kids. She's in her mid-20s. Her husband's about to be a beach police officer. So it's cool to see them. Kind of reminds myself of my wife and I when we were that age, getting everything
Yep.
going and rolling in. So yeah, her energy level is awesome. I get calls all the time from customers about how awesome she is. So
Cool.
it's super cool. And then we have a younger teammate, Coach Lissette. She's 18, Tallwood High School graduate, and she's amazing. She was one of the, and it's rare to find in that age group. She was someone who came in. I basically showed her around the gym, and I don't think I've had to tell her anything since. So,
Really?
yeah, it's
Wow.
like I'll turn the corner and about to say something, she's already doing it. So
Oh,
it's been.
wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, we've been blessed with that, because as anyone who may own a business, that they'll know, finding trustworthy employees is very difficult at times.
Yeah.
To take care of your baby as you want them to take care of it, right?
Yeah,
So.
it definitely. That's awesome. And is that the staff? Is that everybody?
Right now, yeah, we're only rolling. We're in the process of hiring. We had
Okay.
a wonderful guy, Coach Braden. He was a fresh high school graduate. He was fantastic. He is dearly missed by our customers, but he pursued a career at the shipyard. And
Okay.
as we know, anyone in the younger age groups that is has an awesome work ethic, they're going to advance themselves to
Oh
great
yeah.
things. So
Yeah, and if they
you're not
catch
going
on
to
a
get
trade, yeah.
yeah, you're not going to keep them forever. So And then we had Coach Sophia as well. She was awesome. She went into a dental career. They departed back in February, but they still come in for what we call celebrity appearances. They'll give us a hand on parties occasionally.
Very cool.
They're
Very
just not
cool.
there for the full time.
All right. So tell us how people find out about VB Kid Fit and some of the contact stuff.
Oh, yeah. So absolutely. We're all over social media, Facebook and Instagram. Find us right at our handle, VB Kid Fit. Yeah, we're always posting videos and updates and community events we're participating in. So you can always find us there. You can visit our website at www.vbkidfit.com. On our website, you can book classes, you can book birthday parties. You can also call us for that. We're very personable. We love phone calls. If we miss it, we call you right back. So yeah, don't be scared to
Awesome.
call us. I'm old school. I like the telephone. So
there you go. It's a weird invention, isn't it?
Yeah, it's easier than typing. My fingers get sore.
Exactly. And where are you guys located?
So we're in the Woods Corner Shopping Center in Virginia Beach, not to be confused with Ward's Corner in Norfolk, Virginia. So Woods Corner is at the intersection of Kempsville and Centerville, across from the Farmhouse Brewery. Great Run Club, Kempsville Run Club meets up there pretty often. Not at our location, but they'll go to, I believe, the coffee shop.
Yep.
17 Hands.
17 Hands,
and,
yep.
So great group of people. If y'all want to run out there, I can't remember what day they're meeting. It's been so long.
Wednesday nights, they're kind of all over the place, but every Saturday morning, 5:30 and 6:30, they meet at 17 Hands.
17 Hands, yeah. So we've ran with them a couple times. They're a great group of people, too. But yeah, we're right there. Where you'll find a Food Line, Sushi King, and a Camp Bow Wow next to us, and we're in the
okay.
corner.
Awesome.
So, yeah, if you see Food Line, just keep looking left. You'll see us a few doors down.
Very cool. Very cool. So, Andy, before we leave, what is the biggest thing that you'd like people to know about Andy Payne and VB Kid Fit?
As far as Andy Payne goes, like I said, I'm a VB native. I love to see this city prosper in the realm that I like, which is fitness. I think everyone will find themselves happier finding some level of fitness and getting out. It's a great stress relief. And that's the same message we promote at VB Kid Fit. We're actually getting ready to launch a adult fitness program. It's going to be geared more towards fathers, fit fathers for their daughters.
Okay.
We're in the works of doing that. Hopefully that'll be all launched out by July 1st. And so, yeah, just the biggest thing we want to know about VB Kid Fit here is our mission for kids to live a healthy, active lifestyle. You know, no 22-year-old should have hip problems. It's just,
yeah.
You know, you're going to see wonders happen when we start seeing this. We're getting phone calls from parents, and this is honest truth. Nothing we're doing special, just the resources we're providing. But parents are telling us their children are coming off ADD medicines just by
Wow.
having a membership with us. Children that may have dealt with some fine motor skills and have been going to occupational therapy, they are no longer going there because VB Kid Fit has been supplemental enough to where the therapists have said, you know, they're good. They're growing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, and our membership retention is huge. We keep our average membership retention is 7 months. So our turnover rate is very low. And we're seeing kids that can't even support their body weight come in on day one. And by day 60, they're swinging from swings with one arm.
No way. Are you serious?
No joke. I mean, check our videos out on Instagram. It's
wow.
Real stuff. I got videos up there of 3-year-olds swinging through a ninja course. Like it's insane. And again, I don't want to sit here and say it's anything we're doing. I think it's just we're providing the avenue for kids to push themselves mentally and physically in a controlled environment.
It's
You know,
so cool.
And it's not intimidating. It's fun. And we offer something for everyone. You know, some kids like structure more. Some kids like free play. So we have to both worlds there.
That is awesome. Okay. So as we wrap this up, as you know, the name of the podcast is Living an Ultra Life. So when you hear living an ultra life, what's the first thing that pops into your mind?
Pushing yourself above and beyond, both mentally and physically, what you ever thought was humanly possible. Because the minute you think you've pushed yourself to the limits, once you cross over that small bridge, you realize you just entered a much bigger world of potential. And then as you push yourself through that next stage, you're going to cross over that next bridge of what you thought was your limits. And then bam, you're in a whole nother dimension of what's possible. You see it all the time, business and athletics, all of this stuff. People think that, hey, this is, you know, the top of the mountain for me. And as you know, what you completed 100 miler, now you've done 200 miles. Possibilities are only limited by your imagination.
Exactly. You know, Exactly.
and that's what we want kids to have. We don't want to limit the kids' potential by our self-imposed restrictions on what we think is possible.
That's perfect. I
Now,
love
obviously, if
that.
your kid wants to be a T-Rex, you maybe want to redirect that. But
a
you
little
know,
bit, a little bit, yeah.
Little quote from Step Brothers there, classic movie stuff. So,
That is awesome. That
but
is
yeah, you
awesome.
know, you want to correct some things like that. But as far as their physical and mental limitations, you just, you know, go with them, keep them safe while they're doing it. But
Yep.
don't tell them, no, too dangerous, can't do that. You know, just let them roll with it. So,
yeah. No such thing. Well, Andy, man, this has been an absolute pleasure having you on. And I'm looking forward to spending some time up at Devil Dog next December with you. I'll be up there crewing and pacing the big fish. It'll be
awesome.
Fun.
We'll see each other, sir.
It'll be a blast.
Fantastic.
Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time on Living an Ultralife.